Track 1, Introduction. Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course deals with techniques for teens being harassed by cliques. Our primary intent for this Home Study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Ann Rogers. I will be the narrator of this CD. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc. dealing with cliques. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content-dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes, or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to the CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint. After you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter in the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of the CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally, I will use the term therapist or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapist, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapist cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purpose of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD, we will discuss such topics as myths of popularity, cliques and bullying, the compromise on conformity technique, the click chick, the take five technique, and six steps to desensitizing to click tactics. So let's get started. On the rest of this track, we will discuss four factors related to the concept and development of cliques. These four factors are the significance of cliques to adolescents, the development of cliques, girls' cliques, and boys' cliques. Perhaps playing this track in a session might be beneficial to a client you are currently treating. Louise, 16, was referred to me after her parents observed what they felt to be suicidal behavior. Diane, Louise's mother, stated, "We moved here about 4 months ago. Louise is such a funny, bright kid, and she had lots of friends at her old high school. I thought she'd fit right in, but she's had trouble adjusting." During our initial session, Louise stated, "I'm like a ghost at school. No one talks to me. I eat alone in the cafeteria. No one sits near me in class. The only time anyone says my name is to say something mean. I don't know what I did wrong." As you are aware, what Louise experienced is not at all uncommon. This kind of exclusion seems to happen in every school across the country. For students like Louise, who are for some reason outside the social network of cliques and the in-crowd, school life may be perceived as unbearable. Bobby, 17, experienced an emotional impact of clique structure from another direction. Bobby stated, "I'm on the football team, and my buddies are all jocks. We're real tight, you know? But my lab partner, Greg, is a goth. I got a lot of crap from the guys from being assigned to work with him. but Greg's actually really cool. But I'd know if I hung out with him, I'd never hear the end of it from my friends. The first factor related to cliques is the significance of cliques to adolescents. The basic definition of the concept of a clique that is used with my clients is a small, exclusive group of people. However, as you know, cliques often mean much more to adolescents. Friends from these cliques serve as a family away from home, providing support, acceptance, and group membership. Clearly, all of these aspects are important to helping adolescents establish identity. However, these positive aspects are little comfort to those excluded from the basic social structure. And as Bobby experienced, within cliques, acceptance may be conditional. Members may need to hide parts of their personalities, goals, or ambitions in order to maintain a sense of belonging. A second factor related to cliques is the development of cliques. Whatever the negatives, I am sure you have found that cliques are inevitable in almost all educational situations. I have observed that children begin rejecting peers as early as preschool. As a review, by kindergarten, children are able to sense who is popular and who is not. The earliest signs of cliques generally appear by second grade. By fourth grade, cliques are more noticeable, and by junior high, cliques dominate students' lives. In addition to the significance and development of cliques, a third factor related to cliques is the unique nature of girls' cliques. Current research supports moderate gender differences in the formation and motivations for cliques. Girls typically make a definitive split into cliques by the age of 11, around the age many girls are entering puberty. According to Heather Moan, girls are likely to describe their friends in terms of character traits such as loyalty, sharing, thoughtfulness, and being considerate. Girls are also more likely to engage in relational aggression within these groups. A fourth factor in understanding cliques is the nature of boys' cliques. Boys' cliques tend to form later, between the ages of 13 and 14, when individual interests are becoming clearly defined. These groups tend to focus more on activities and shared interests, such as playing sports or video games. In general, these groups tend to be more fluid than comparable girls' cliques. Whereas the terms girls generally use to describe friends within cliques are more relational, boys tend to describe friends within cliques in terms of skill at activities, a sense of humor, or other more agentic terms. Researchers have tended to find less focus on appearance or relational aggression within these groups. For clients like Bobby, who may find themselves troubled by aspects of their participation in a clique, I often recommend the when to leave technique. I explained to Bobby that the following six signs are good indicators that it may be time to start searching for another group of friends. Number 1. You are getting a bad reputation or are being labeled as someone who does something you do not really want to do. Number 2. The group tries to restrict friendships outside of the group. Number 3. You feel stressed out from trying to keep up with the group. Number 4. Your friends are punishing you by ignoring you, calling you names, or being hurtful in some way as payback for not going along with the group. Number 5. You prefer just to have a few close friendships. And number 6. It's not fun anymore. Think of your Bobby. Would reviewing the when to leave technique be useful for him or her? On this track, we have discussed four factors related to the concept and development of cliques. These four factors are the significance of cliques to adolescents, the development of cliques, girls' cliques, and boys' cliques. On the next track, we'll discuss four myths of popularity. These four myths are popularity equals happiness, popularity gives people self-confidence, popular students have more friends and better friendships, and everyone likes popular people. Question 1. At what age level do children begin to display the ability to discern who is popular and who is not?